With over $10 million in debt on the Water Street redevelopment project, the city of Ypsilanti tried to get voters to approve a 2.3 millage during the primary election in August. Since that didn't pass, the city announced it would have to cut over $600,000 from its budget to help pay for the debt. That resulted in not filling three vacant police officer positions and two on the administrative side, saving them over $500,000 in two fiscal years. City Council Member Pete Murdoch from the 3rd Ward says the city is now considering implementing a street light fee to generate about $350,000 a year from residents.
It would be a special assessment and go on the tax bill along with the rest of it. It's slightly different since it's not tied to the value of the property.
The city also hopes to save over $50,000 after it cut funds from the Park Ridge Center as well as the city pool and senior center. Murdoch says more cuts could be made next year.
We just went through the hiring of a new city manager. We'll be doing our goals in January and our budget shortly after that. And we're hoping he will have a crack at it also. We left some flexibility in it, see what recommendations he has.
Ypsilanti is also considering combining job positions at City Hall to save even more money. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.